And now, WRCR AM 1700 is proud to present the Real Estate Revolution with Victoria Rivadeneira, sponsored by NEMAC Home Mortgage. Real people, real stories, real solutions. And by Better Qualified, the business and consumer credit experts.
The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary, and all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
It's a real estate revolution
with the latest revenue.
You get fun and the facts, you will keep coming back. It's time to live the life you choose.
And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Rivadeneira, and this week's co-host, Phil Ferranda, Scott Forcino, and Vinny Romano. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Ah, yes, what a revolutionary day we're having here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Revolution live from New York every 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesdays on WRCR AM 1700. But Vin, you're saying we're too far away. We can't hear the signal. That's okay. Go to anywhere in the world. Go to the World Wide Web on WRCR.com and you can listen to us streaming. Now, the lines are open. Even though we have two people on hold already, it's going to be a fantastic show. You can call in at 845-362-0013. That's 845-362-0013. And if you're by a computer, you can see us streaming on Periscope TV / the RE Revolution, on meerkatapp.com/ the RE Revolution, and on Facebook / Victoria. And with that in mind, we're going to start the show. We have our intrepid co-host to my left, and he's just such a joy to be with all the time, Mr. Scott Forcino. How are you, Scott?
I'm great to be here.
Yeah? Well, what's been happening? Anything wonderful this week?
Spring has sprung in Westchester.
In Westchester where?
We're in New York, where we are.
Oh, okay. Well, spring has sprung. Hey, Scott, I got some stuff for you. I know you love trivia. What were the first three passengers ever on a hot air balloon?
Scared, afraid, and uncomfortable.
I love it. He's always got a great answer. No, that would be a duck, a sheep, and a rooster. I'll give you one more because I know you're raring to go. And we have a special guest by phone today. Recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch TV for how many hours?
4.
3 hours. Scott, so you're always right on the money with this kind of stuff.
Because we do that.
You recycle. I got to stop pounding the table here. You recycle or you watch TV for 3 hours?
Both.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. Today, the subject is designations, and we have a few people calling in. But before we go any further, there's one part of the triumvirate missing at this point, and we're going to have Tim Judge sitting in just a few moments. It'll be 4 co-hosts. It'll be an absolute revolution in radio. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, can we get that caller on the air? Are you hearing me, secret caller?
I can hear you. I don't know how secret I am, but I can hear you loud and clear, Vinny.
Okay, great. He knows who I am. Hey, secret caller, we have a special introduction for you this week, and we really miss you. I just want to let you know, and all our listeners also. So if we can get Neil to cue this up, listen, this is for you.
There's only 20 like him. He's an interesting man. So listen while he tells you, like only 20 can. He talks to talk, he walks to walk, he lives up to his word. And all of his fine sayings are the best you've ever heard. Interesting man.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's The Interesting Man, one of Inman News' top, 21 most interesting people in real estate. It's Phil Ferranda. And Phil, tell us how you feel out there in San Francisco.
Well, I'm in San Antonio, but close enough. It's one of the sands. I'm down here for a conference for Zillow, and I'm meeting with Zillow's Agent Advisory Board. I'm a member of that small group, and tomorrow there's going to be a larger group meeting who are all about 350 to 400 professionals in real estate from around the country talking about best practices and what's next for the consumer.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Scott, any questions for Phil before we really get rolling here?
Regarding Zillow, what do you think's on tap next, Phil, for Zillow?
Well, it's a good question. I think Zillow is very much a bottom-up sort of an organization. They have their ear to the ground, and rather than starting off with their product and trying to pigeonhole everybody into it, they are going to be running this conference tomorrow to find out from agents in the field what tools they need to best serve the consumer and to build their practices. So there's going to be a lot of give and take tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of talk on technology and what works and what doesn't work. And I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say and what I'll bring back to the marketplace in New York.
I thought tomorrow was the day they officially announced that they're eliminating realtors and becoming a national broker, no?
I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think they want the regulatory responsibilities that go with that.
And who could blame them? Hey, we have a caller. Phil, you're going to stick with us for a while, right?
I'm sticking around, Vinny.
Excellent. We love that, and we hope you have a great trip out there. We saw all your pictures on Facebook, and for those who are not doing it, we also have our third in-studio co-host this week. I think he's brand new to this side of the microphone. Is that correct?
No, I'm not exactly a rookie.
Okay, not exactly a rookie. Well, then, here, put the mic real close, and he's got the really hip way of wearing the headphones below his... he must be like a rapper or something. Actually, we have somebody on the phone. So I'm sorry, this is Tim Judge, who's with us, and we're going to wait a second. Tim, how are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Okay, well, let's elaborate a little bit more. It's radio. They can't see your smile.
But they can, because they're also watching online.
That is true. Are we ready for the caller, Neil? Okay, we have a caller. Hi, how are you? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hi, that's great. Who is this?
This is Christine Beckwith.
Hey, Christine, how are you today?
Good, good. Is this Scott?
No, this is Scott right here.
Hi. Hey, Scott. It's Christine Beckwith, the National Director of Sales at Annie Mac. How are you?
Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you. Victoria told me today to call into the show that you guys were talking about the rising rate environment, the CFPB, and some other topics for national lending.
Yeah, that's a topic that we can gladly mix in. We were discussing real estate designations for the agents, but I'm sure those agents that you work with would want to be more aware of the topic you mentioned. So let's hear what you think.
Sure. I mean, yes, we're all, as you know, we are also working hand in hand with the realtors nationwide in all the major markets as well, and we're helping them, do certification classes and stuff like that. As far as the rate environment and the things that Victoria and I spoke about earlier this morning, her question for the consumers out there that are buying real estate right now was, you know, where are the rates going? What has the rate environment been? Why has it been low, historically low, in the last 60 to 90 days? And my answer to her when she asked me that question was obviously, you know, we have a spring market right now upon us. The volume is starting to increase. You know, there are some markets where there is a supply and demand issue. But as far as the interest rates go, the Feds have continued to keep them, you know, moderate to low. You know, rates are in the low threes right now for a 30-year fix. You can get into the twos with some of the 5- and 10-year ARMs. So it's a very attractive environment. And as you well know, as realtors, there is equity returning in properties nationally in all the major markets and all of the suburbs as well. So what's happening is people are starting to use these low rates to refinance and get cash equity out of their homes. So it's the perfect environment right now.
Yeah, I understand with the spring market and the rates low, there has not been a commensurate rise in rates from the 0 to 0.25 Fed Reserve rate increase. Do you expect one to occur?
Yeah, I spoke to Joe Canabianco, our CEO, and Joe is our economic barometer for the company. He puts out a daily commentary, much of which many realtors in the New Jersey, New York, and tri-state market that you guys are broadcasting to today actually reads his commentary. And, you know, what he'll tell you is that, you know, with a strengthening economy, we are going to see a rise in interest rates. You know, obviously, over the past years, the Feds have continued to force that rate down to, you know, increase, obviously, liquidity and all the things that help, you know, stimulate a struggling economy. So, you know, a sign of a strengthening economy is going to be a rising rate environment. And while, you know, a lot of consumers might say, well, what does that mean for me in buying my home? The truth is, you know, it'll be a marginal increase. That increase will not put them out of a qualifying bucket. They'll still, you know, see a very nominal, small difference to maybe their monthly payment overall, because it's spread, obviously, typically over 360 payments. However, it's a sign of the economy strengthening, and that is going to help the market. You know, that is going to help bring equity back into people's homes, because that all goes hand in hand. When we see that happening, we know there's an increase in value. So coming off a 10-year historical period where the markets were declining, homeowners can look forward to, you know, taking those high interest rate credit cards and the other debts they have with great balances and turning that into still a very moderately low interest rate. So I think you have to put things in perspective and understand that if rates go from 2.75 to even 3.25, 3.5, we're still in a great environment.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for that call. If you can hang on, we have about 4 or 5 more callers on the line, and would you hang on with us for a moment?
Sure.
Great, thank you. Who do we have next, Neil? Well, we have somebody here. Hi, can you hear us? Hello? This is the best part of real radio. We must have somebody. Can we try another line? How about this one? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Who's this?
This is Charlie Brown on the Florida Keys.
Hey, Charlie, thank you so much for joining us. Which key are you on?
I'm on Marathon Key.
Wow, that's kind of not far from Key West. That's where we used to go when I was stationed back there in 1969.
Yeah. We moved down here about a year ago from the Orlando area.
Well, great. Charlie, you know the designations, real estate designations is the topic for today. What would you like to add about designations?
You know, I've been a national trainer and coach and speaker in real estate for a while. I mean, the designations really are a bonus for the real estate agents due to the training. A lot of the customers, they see them and they really do not know what they mean. So they do have some value, I think, in the education part of the agent, where they're learning tactics and skills that will help them serve their customers better. But I also think, in a warning, there's people out making their own designations up, you know, and charging agents. So there's also a downside to that part, where I can make up my own designation and then come up with a training program and say, you're a V&B, a very nice person. And next thing you know, someone's using that as a designation, even though it may not mean anything. So I think it's a good, and it also has a bad side based upon some people are taking advantage of agents and charging them and coming up with their own designations. But the education part, when they are truly going to a GRI or CRS course, is you can't beat that.
Well, those are the NAR designations, whether it's GRI, CRS, Women's Council, I think, offers CRS. And I know
that's
that correct. CRS has a certain production level requirement as well. So,
correct.
You know, those you just mentioned, the very nice person. I don't know that anyone in the show would qualify, but that's
there are some, it's alphabet soup.
Yeah, it's been said to be alphabet soup. I don't know if clients actually know what they are or care what they are. Although I agree with what you said, that there is a great opportunity to drill really deep into a subject, whether it's for luxury or international buyers or green or seniors or resort second homes. Those are the ones that have value.
So, Charlie, are you correct. Saying that any designation that's not an NAR designation would be something that is not benefiting the agent nor the consumer?
Well, I'm not going to say it's not going to benefit. I think there's a I've got a little bit different of approach and a broker type person. I am very concerned about professionalism in our business, and there's people making up designations have no value to anyone else. We're not even recognized as a designation, and so I think there is some learning in the value of the education part. But the actual letters themselves actually have no, may not have any value to the client. You know, real estate is a local business. It's not really a national business. And most, 95% of all deals are going to be done by the local agents that have the best database, provide the best world-class service to their clients. And I've sold over 5,000 homes in my career. And I will tell you that no one's ever asked me if I have a GRI or CRS, and I do not.
Okay, well, Charlie, thank you so much. We've got a couple of other callers. Thanks so much for calling, Charlie Brown. And we are going to go to, can we go to one more caller before the break? Okay, we got about 2 minutes. Who's on the phone, please?
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, this is Vinny Romano. Who's on the phone?
Wayne Paprocki.
Hey, Wayne is somebody who we're dying to talk to. So, Wayne, can you hold on till after the break and we'll come back for you?
My pleasure.
Okay, please hold on. Before we go on break, can we just get one more word from Phil? Is he still on there?
Yeah, I would love to piggyback on what Charlie said, which was, you know, when he is showing someone the perfect property for their needs, they do not care that he's a CRS or a GRI or a CDPE. They care that they have the right school district, the right number of bedrooms, and all those other things. All things being equal, more education is better. But the designations that we sell ourselves on to the public generally do not resonate because they simply don't know what they need.
Well, thanks, Phil. Hang on with us, Phil. We need to have you out there. This is the Real Estate Revolution with Victoria Rivadeneira. She's out for the day, but we miss her so much. We're live from New York every 6 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday at AM 1700 WRCR, and we'll be back to you in just 3 minutes.
Looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO Pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
It's time for the revolution. The real estate solution. We saw. Fusion.
the Real Estate Revolution live from New York on WRCR AM. And we're streaming on Periscope, Meerkat, Facebook, and what else? YouTube. With that in mind, Wayne, just hang on for a moment. We'll be right to you. And Scott, who's our next one up?
Hi, I wanted to say hi. Erica, you here? Erica, you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Great. This is Erica Ramos. Erica, the topic of this show is the designations and the NAR designations. Would you say who you are and what? Just a little bit of information of the designation you took and how was that experience?
Sure. I'm Erica Ramos. I'm a real estate broker in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and I have half dozen or so NAR designations, but the one I've most recently gotten is the Realtor University Masters of Real Estate, MRE, which is an actual master's degree in real estate.
That's impressive. And, you know, what was in there and how long was the course?
We were part of the first graduating class. The program started around 2010, 2011, and the first students finished in 2013. We graduated in May of 2014, and there were 10 in the class. If you take courses nonstop, and you have to take a minimum of 12 courses, or there are several others that you might have to take if you don't have all the prerequisites, but at the very minimum, there's 12 courses, and you could knock it out, do it in 2 years if you do it nonstop.
So that's got to be the Mac Daddy of all the designations, I would think.
It was difficult, yes. It was a real master's program, equivalent to, say, an MBA or any other master's program, but the concentration, of course, is real estate.
So I think it's impressive. You were summa cum laude of your class, is that right?
Yes. It was way back in the 90s.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you for that contribution. We were discussing what the right benefit to the client and to the realtor. I believe in the designations because it gets real specific information about the subject matter and you become an expert in that area. So I'm glad to hear that you had a great experience and that's a great designation to gain.
Thank you so much, Erica, for joining the show. We really appreciate it. The call-in line is 845-362-0013. Only one line is open, but we'd like you to fill it up so we can move forward. Wayne, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Wayne.
Okay, great. We have Wayne Paprocki. He's a master's trainer, a state director of the Real Estate Negotiators Institute, which presents a two-day certification, certified negotiation expert program designation. He has six courses leading to the MCNE designation. He's been an instructor forever. He was a graduate Realtors Institute graduate in 1982. That was before you were born, Scott. Certified Floyd Wickman trainer. He's been doing just about everything you could do in real estate. He's an investor. He's a high-end listing agent. He's been listing and selling, eating, sleeping, and drinking real estate for what, 171 years, Wayne?
Close.
So tell us what you think about designations, and did you hear what Charlie had to say?
Yes, I did. I look at designations like any other professional training program, and you know this phrase very well from one of our mentors, education without application is worse than worthless. So if somebody is not doing anything with their designation, it's probably not going to have any value. I go to my GRI years ago. It helped me. I have a GRI instructor right now. But more importantly, we've been looking at the Real Estate Negotiation Institute, the year after year NAR profile of buyers and sellers. And consistently, it shows that the weakest link, the worst evaluation, comes in an agent's negotiation skills in helping their buyers and their sellers. And all anyone has to do is just go through as far back as 2007 and look at the NAR profile of buyers and sellers and just see how weak negotiation training is. And so we started this program, as you mentioned, Vinny. It's a two-day program to get a little designation. We're now up to a six-day program, three specific courses, all designed to build what we would call high-end business-related negotiation skills for agents. With over 50,000 graduates and more coming, we tend to be, I guess, the predominant force in real estate negotiation. In fact, imitation is its best form of flattery, and NAR started a real estate negotiation designation just a few months ago. And I think it's great to have so many sources to go to get training in a topic so sorely needed. So I don't think any negotiation training is bad. It's how you use it. Ours is all based on Harvard and other kinds of programs. I'm a little bit more open to the fact that I don't think a designation has to be approved by NAR to be effective information for people. There's loads of certifications out there. I'm the president of North Shore Barrington Association of Realtors. We have more designations and certifications in the multiple listing service that are non-NAR designations than we do that are NAR designations. So I'm of the opinion that if you take a program, if the content is there, if the end result is there, if the testimonials are there, and people say, this worked for me, I don't really care what designation it is. On the other hand, if I got a bunch of letters after my name, I met a lady years ago. She had 22 designations, letters I never heard of. And I asked her one simple question. How's the MONEY after all this? I mean, are you doing anything? Are you making any money?
Hey, Wayne, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I know we have Phil on the line, Phil Ferranda, and he wants to jump in. Phil, come on.
Yeah, well, what he said was I agree with it. Yeah, I don't think something has to be a NAR or National Association of Realtors designation to be an effective course to take. I am a CDPE, which I don't put in my signature, but it stands for Certified Distressed Property Expert. And it is single-handedly one of the very best programs I ever took. It just made me a better agent on transactions beyond distressed property. And that's put on by the Charfin Institute. I think it is actually better than the NAR-sponsored distressed property designation. And I think that's really important. I don't think if you are a realtor that you have to shop at the company store.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, thanks, Phil, and I want to say to Wayne, when I first heard about the topic of designations, that makes sense because you want to get as proficient as you can in that area. As Phil just said, the CDPE, and that's for distressed properties. However, I think Phil is a broker owner, and we have people who served on boards, and Wayne, you must know that if it's accurate, let's say it's in New York State, there are no negotiation skills taught in the real estate schools or tested by the licensing governing bodies. And if it is taught at all, it is certainly not uniform. We don't know how different companies do it. And the disturbing thing is the clients don't necessarily expect their agent to be providing this type of negotiation skill. All communication, I think, is in the form of to properly represent a party is in the form of negotiation. So, you know, why is that? Why is there no expectation, and why is none of it taught to handle hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars or where people live?
Well, again, I go back to the NAR profile, and evidently why it wasn't taught years ago, I don't know. I think our company, Tom Heyman is our founder, with 25 years of corporate experience. I'm a corporate trainer by nature. We saw the skill set that was lacking in what people kept saying, and they survey thousands of people every year in that profile. So if it wasn't taught, it seemed to be time to teach it. And ever since then, we've seen a lot of programs come up. Some are company-based. Some are quality programs. I mean, some people actually go outside of the industry to Chester Terrace, who advertises in every airplane in the world. We got Harvard's program on negotiating. And that's how we started, to give people a chance to solve a problem that seems to be a concern year after year after year in a specific content area.
Right. And I looked at this today, I mean, on specifically what Realtor.org offers. Our trade union offers one day, which is one more than zero, on May 12th for $195, and it is 9 to 5. So if you can't get to D.C. that day and spend that money on and have nothing else to do, you would go through with no training other than what you have in your office and who's
decision. Wait a minute, I'm confused. The only training opportunity you have for this subject is one time in one place, so everybody in the country, including Hawaii and Alaska, has to go to D.C. just to get this one-day course.
Yes, if you're doing it through the Performance Management Network, PMN, through that designation, through NAR. There's no other place, and that's why Wayne is successful.
NAR.
Through NAR.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
This is Wayne. That really is not accurate from the standpoint of NAR. Basically, it is offered all over at various Women's Council of Realtors programs because it's one of their designations that was part of WCR. So it is offered in a lot of different places, but it is basically a one-day program versus our six-day program covering a wide variety of topics, which I probably don't have time to explain or know you want to talk about right now. I'm just more concerned that I just feel strongly that the content and the end results are what's important, whether it's got the Good Housekeeping seal of approval of some trade association. There should be nothing wrong with anybody's program I've seen. It's just like, in my mind, going to a one-day class. It's like eating Chinese food. It really is good while you're there, but a couple hours, you're hungry again.
You're so funny. Wayne, can you hang on with us? We have a couple other callers. They just dropped off the line. A next question. Wayne, the other designations, and Phil, you're out there too, right?
I am.
Of the other designations, why is it so important to the agent to have designations and to the folks who are listening just to learn about real estate? Why is it important for them to ask, and what else should they know pertaining to designations and the competence of the real estate professional they're asking? Phil, would you start for us?
Well, I don't think the public does understand why designations matter. And shame on us for not educating them about that. But there seems to be two extremes. There seems to be the agents that consider designations alphabet soup. They don't really get it. They don't see the agents that are going to class all day producing much, so they don't see value there. And then you have the public seeing all those letters after the agents' names, and they know they didn't go to law school. They know they didn't go to medical school, so it doesn't resonate with them. To me, the most the designation that matters to the public is broker. If the public seems to know the difference between an agent and a broker, beyond that, there's not much that the public really gets. If I had to say from inside baseball, speaking from the kitchen, not the dining room, I would say as a broker myself, I think that CRS, Certified Residential Specialist, and GRI, which is Graduate Realtor Institute, both require a lot of study and are incredibly informative.
Well, thanks. Listen, we have to go to a break. We have Phil Ferrand on the phone, Wayne Paprocki. Will you guys hang out till the end of the break, please, and come back with us?
Sure will.
And in the studio, we have Tim Judge and Scott Forsino. My name is Vinny Romano for Victoria Rivadeneira. You're listening to The Real Estate Revolution, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repair man, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138. Or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
It's time for the revolution. The real estate solution.
Hey, we're back with the Real Estate Revolution with Victoria Rivadeneira, and she's out, and we're missing her so much. We have Wayne Paprocki and Phil Ferranda on the phone, and Scott Forsino is going to take over here. He's got a great question and a great point to make. Scott?
Hey, Phil, and Tim is a longtime broker, and Wayne is a pro in the negotiating field. Phil, we know that there's the easy questions that a seller would ask a listing agent. For instance, how many deals have you done? Do you know my area? Can I see some recommendations? How long are you in the business? Why should I list with you? And of course, what do you think the price and the commission and the terms?
Reasonable questions.
Right, that's what they ask. But they never ask if I'm right. How will you negotiate for me? What school of thought? What will be the basis of your negotiation? And Wayne and Tim, what do you think of that? Am I wrong? So they say, how will you negotiate? What will you do?
Well, every one of those questions is a negotiation, really. So I mean, they're testing you. They're peppering you with those questions, and especially, we can't talk about what the commissions are, but when they try and negotiate that commission down on you right there at the kitchen table, that right there is testing your negotiation skills.
Okay. Well, maybe they don't come right in and ask, what will you do? Will you do a slash and burn? Will you look to compromise? What will be the basis of that negotiation? Is there any agreement that there is really not any reference made to negotiations itself and won't be the approach?
Well, to draw martial arts, art of war kind of analogy, I don't necessarily think you can tell the client, well, I'm a half lotus kind of guy, or I'm a flying dragon kind of guy. I think it all has to do with the facts that are on the table. Without an offer, we really don't know what sort of strategy to take. I think there's some general principles we can advise the clients with. Like, for example, if the offer's not full price, it's unwise to say no, that we should make a counteroffer. We never say no. But without knowing what's on the table and several other factors, for example, what sort of agent is on the other side? Is this a hard-nosed person, or is this someone who's easygoing? Is this a adversarial kind of a character, or is this someone who is more of a peacemaker, a consensus builder? There's lots of different personalities and 100,000 different permutations. So it's tough to tell a client ahead of time what we're going to do without specifically. I think the best you could do is be very, very general about your approach. I could be wrong. I'm certainly open to other opinions, but that's my knee-jerk answer to that as I hear it.
Well, I think that, if I may, the point you're trying to make that is negotiating is more of an art than a science. So you can't give them the formula of negotiating. So I think that's what you're trying to say. How are you going to prove somebody? I'll show you the formula of negotiating. Right there, right?
Yeah.
Well, I get it, but this discussion regarding negotiation is really the counter to the designations. In my view, getting really, really deep knowledge is great, but if you can't convey, you don't know why you're doing it. Wayne and everybody else on the phone, do you find that in real estate, clients don't want to win? Because I could tell you in the courthouse, everybody wants to win, but do you think the clients, maybe a buyer or seller, really just want a smooth transaction without a lot of anxiety, or are they looking to get to endure this ordeal? Or are they looking to win the finer points of a price or a closing date or the kitchen chandelier?
Well,
This is Wayne. I'd like to maybe look at that a little bit differently. Probably the most important book anybody can read is Getting TS by Roger Fisher and Jim Urey. And so much of what we do is based on that. And that's where you start to figure out this concept of a collaborative negotiating strategy versus a competitive versus a compliant. And the theory of negotiation is always based on lose-lose to begin, but then win-lose, 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 the competitive part. But then again, let's end up with a win-win. And that whole strategy of effective, not efficient, but effective negotiation, developing a win-win strategy and not becoming a compliant agent. And people, I guess, if they're buyer counseling sessions or seller counseling sessions, never have been talked to about my style. We are a collaborative negotiation training organization. We understand competitive is out there. We know in the long run, competitive is a win-lose. Real estate should be a win-win. Any negotiation should be a win-win. So I really feel that the weakness is if people just want to be compliant, that's why they hired me, to be that person that's looking at a win-win. The price and terms that are best for the client, not the best price and terms. So I think more important an issue is how do we create collaborative negotiation strategies and tactics in all the material people read about or listen to? Because that's really the skill set that creates the more successful negotiator in any field, not just real estate.
Well, Phil, doesn't that vary with like a seller's market and absorption rate and all that? Obviously the changes from this year to 3 and 4 years ago, correct? Phil, you still there?
I don't know if Phil's there, but I'll take that. But I'd like to add, and I understand your collaborative point of view, but what I was going with that, you know, a seller is going to test your negotiating style at the kitchen table when you're negotiating what the price of the house should be, what your commission structure is, what you're doing. All those points are you're testing out your negotiating style. And then to take that to the next step, when you get to you negotiate what that house is going to list for, and if you negotiate that well, then you shouldn't have much trouble selling that house. So your real negotiating starts before you even list the house, and that's not when the buyer comes and says, hey, you have a leaky roof, and now we have to negotiate some point. We should have negotiated an inspection before that house went on, and we should have made the sellers aware of the situation of their house and where it stands in the market, and that makes that negotiating right there makes it your job look easier, and then the sellers, it takes away their ammunition when they say, oh, I see a leak in the roof, you know, if that's drastic, but you say, oh, yes, we know about that. We priced it accordingly because of this reason and that reason. You have an answer, and that's your negotiating style. And that's all done at the kitchen table before it even hits the market.
I'm with Tim. We have another caller we'd like to get out. There's only a few minutes left. You're on the air. Who's this speaking?
Hey, it's Charlie Brown again.
Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Hey, we're talking about negotiations, and this is, you know, like I...
No, we're talking about designations.
Well,
negotiation
about
is one of them.
Right, which is right. But what I hear sometimes, this is where, as an outsider, trainer, coach, where I really teach sales techniques instead of the letter of the law, this is where we end up making these things a little bit more important. In reality, it's always what the client needs, and they only want three things in any transaction from anyone, whether designation or without. They want the most money, time, and the easy transaction, smooth transaction. And that's what you negotiate upon. It's not about price, because you got to dig deeper than the one question. How much money do you want when you want to be out here? Because that's where the skills, I worry about our professionalism in our business. That's why, because we don't dig enough in skills in the consulting part. And that's where, you know, with the negotiation, you know, that's not just negotiation, that type of designation, but we've got to teach our people more about consulting and really digging down deep. As I say, 3 to 4 questions deep on every question. And this is where we get kind of lost about, I got to have a designation because it makes me better. But in reality, if your client is first, the best designation you can have is that you're the local realtor of choice. And that's probably the best designation you probably could have.
Well, realtors are going to be happy to hear that everywhere, and we love realtors for sure, Charlie. Wayne, any rebuttal on that?
No, I think it's not even a rebuttal. I tend to feel that's pretty critical. But once again, looking at some of the strategies and techniques, for example, several people were addressing things about pricing. Well, we use heavily Harvard's Zone Possible Agreement, a ZOPA. The bottom line is, I do agree. It's not the title or the designation. It's what you learned in that content. And can you use it? Because just because you say you are a this or a that or a these or those, if you're not using it or the skill set didn't develop anything you can take away to go after the price and terms that are best, to take care of identifying in your buyer-seller counseling session what you're going to do, negotiating your commission, negotiating a pre-appraisal, a pre-home inspection, whatever you want to call it. It all boils down to a skill set, and my skill set is focused like a laser beam on negotiation training because of NAR's consistent profile of buyers and sellers. We were the first designations in negotiation in real estate back in 2007.
Okay, well, listen, we're getting right near the end. I'd like to thank Charlie Brown for being in the conversation. Thank you so much. Wayne Paprocki, could you just give us a quick word, like 15 seconds, how people can get in touch with you to find out more?
Sure. Best way to reach me is to text me or call me at 847-293-2369 so I can personally take your question immediately.
Well, thank you so much, Wayne, for joining the conversation today. Phil, you're still with us?
I am with you. I'm glad I had it on mute by accident because Tim gave a much better answer than what I was given.
Oh, this is being recorded, Phil.
Yeah, that's great, man. You guys are going to have to iron that out later. Phil, would you please share with the folks who you are and how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. J. Phillip Miranda. I am the broker and owner of J. Phillip Real Estate in Westchester and Putnam County. Best way to reach me is at jphillip.com, J-P-H-I-L-I-P.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Phil, for being with us. And just to let you know, Phil is a regular co-host with the show, and he's out there in San Something somewhere and having a Zillow meeting. We only have a minute or so left. Phil, thank you so much for being with us and taking time out of your traveling day.
Thanks, Vinny.
And now, Tim, tell us a little bit about you and how people can get in touch with you, please.
Thanks, Vinny. My name is Tim Judge. You can reach me at tim@homesearchtv.com. You can also watch all the replays of these shows if you find an interesting topic on homesearchtv.com/revolution, R-I-V-L-U-T-I-O-N. So check that out there. I've been on a couple other shows just to prove that I've been on this side of the mic, but I'm usually on the other side of these cameras that are set up here in the studio. So appreciate joining you on this side. Thanks again.
Well, thanks, Tim. And just to let you know, when the show doesn't look so good, it's because Tim hasn't been in the studio. And I got to say, I love your voice. You just got such a great voice.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Scott Forcino, talk to us some parting remarks.
Are you saying I have a face for radio?
Yes, you do, Scott.
Thank you. I'm Scott Forcino, an associate broker with Exit Realty Group, longtime broker and attorney. I am easily reached at sforcino@exitrealtygroup.com.
Well, my name is Vinny Romano. You can go to presentyes.com and find out all about me. I'm a professional trainer and speaker. I've been around the business 28 years. Listen, this is the real estate revolution, and Reva is not here. We're really missing you, Reva. We know you're out there and you couldn't join us even by phone. Thanks so much for listening. Every Wednesday, we're here at WRCR AM 1700. And in addition, I just got to see this thing. In addition, oh, that's wonderful. We're here at WRCR every Wednesday. We're streaming on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Facebook. And once again, Tim, give us that place where we can go.
HomeSearchTV.com.
I love that he's here. Folks, thank you so much. Next week, we're going to continue the conversation of the real deal, and we have something really great for you. I've just got a few seconds to say, Reva, we miss you, and thanks for listening to the Real Estate Revolution.
Thanks for joining in the revolution. Now you have the real estate solution. Every Wednesday night at 6, it's a program you should pick. Join us for the revolution.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera. We're live from New York every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. for everything real estate, right here on WRCR AM 1700 on air and simulcast on the web at WRCR.com. And we're streaming live on Periscope, Facebook, Meerkat, and YouTube. So come back every week for the Real Estate Revolution. Bye.